Okay, I'm going to read from the Word of God now, and I'm going to read Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph for my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteousness. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. Amen. Now, why did I play that game other than to hopefully get people covered in custard? When we do that game, when we do it blindfolded and try, it's much more difficult, isn't it? It's much more difficult to get the jelly baby into the cup if we're blindfolded. We've got to sort of guess and things like that. But when we have someone helping us and supporting us, it's meant to be a bit more easier. It doesn't always work the first time, but it does work. And that's the same when we gather in Jesus' name together in one place, when we gather in one place. We've all got giftings and we all can help each other. So when one person maybe struggles and finds things difficult, then another person can help us. And it's the same in education. That's why we have our teachers and things like that, people like that, because they support our children in our schools. They teach them. So they aren't going through life blindfolded with no knowledge or experience to help them. They can draw on the knowledges that their teachers have helped them or are educational practitioners. So that's why we celebrate and we commission them during our service. Right, okay, so jelly babies. Now, this is my education bit. Do we know where jelly babies come from? Not jelly mummies, but jelly babies. Go on then.
Factories.
Yeah, they do come from factories. And in fact, they've been around for a very long time, jelly baby. A long, long time. Okay, there they are. And yeah, they've been around for a long, long time. Late 1800s, 1900s, I should say. They've been around. And they've been called lots of things. And they were renamed after the First World War to Peace Babies. Okay? They were called Peace Babies. And that was to celebrate the end of the First World War. Okay? And the idea was that each colour represented a country that fought in the First World War. So, that was good. But, however, that changed a bit, okay? And when it got to the Second World War, it sort of diminished a bit. Sweets and chocolates were not essential items. Now, my wife would disagree that chocolate is an essential item, okay? And I'm sure some of you think it's an essential item. But during the Second World War, they were classified as not being an essential item. However, so the production of Peace Babies stopped during that time. But after the war, something truly amazing happened, okay? After the war, a man bought the Jelly Baby business, okay? And this man was a Christian, okay? This man was a Christian. And apparently, when he redesigned the Peace Babies, he actually put symbols on the front of your Jelly Babies, okay? And I'm going to talk it through with you because it's the symbols represent the story of Jesus, the gospel message, okay? So we're going to look at these hidden symbols on the Jelly Babies, okay? So the first one, don't put it on the screen yet, is the black one. Who's got a black Jelly Baby? Who's got a black Jelly Baby? Right, what I want you to do, it might be black or green, is just lick it off. Lick the flower, well, it's not flower, it's like icing, and see if you can see the symbol on the front. Who's got a black Jelly Baby? You got a black Jelly Baby? Yes, you have. Right.
You already licked it.
Right, can you see what the symbol is on the front? Can you see? Anyone else got a black one? Can you see what the symbol is? No, it's not an anchor. I'll put it on the screen for you to see. It's a heart. Okay, it's a heart. Now, what does the heart represent and the blackness of it? Well, let's put it up. It signifies that we're all sinners, that we've all got something in us which separates us from God. Okay, sin is like that. It's that stuff that actually we don't, that God doesn't like. It's in disobedience to him. And we say, oh, yeah, but I'm not a sinner. I haven't done any naughty things. Hands up, who hasn't done any naughty things ever? Yeah. Well, in the Bible, there's a verse, Romans 3:23. It says, for all have sinned and fall short of God. So it could be you, the most perfect son Ian and Chloe could have, but you've still got sin. You still had sin. And that's what this black, we've all got it. So that's what the black baby represents. That actually, the black with the black heart, it's our hearts full of sin. So the next one was the green one. Who's got a green Jelly Baby? You got a green Jelly Baby? What can you see on the green Jelly Baby? Look at its face. Yes, said, what is it? Crying. It's crying. So if we put the next one up. There we are, it's the crying Jelly Baby. Okay. Which represents God's sadness, God's grief, that his people are separated from him, that don't know the way to heaven. And that is what God does. It says, how often, it says Psalm 78:4, how often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the wasteland. And when we have sin in our lives, it grieves God. It is, he is sad because we have that sin in our lives. So red, who's got a red Jelly Baby there? That, is that red or that orange? You've got, ooh, I think you've got orange. Let's just have a look for a red one. Have you got a red one? Great. What does the red one got?
I have no idea.
You've eaten it, haven't you? How does that not surprise me? I'll get another red one. I think that's a red one. Yes, that's a red one. Who, lick that one off then, Taffy. Lick the front. Tell me what it says. Let's put it up on the thing. It's B. It's got a B on it. And it's, before I put the answer up, it's got a B and it's red. Who could tell me what that could represent? Yep.
Blood.
That's right. And whose blood do you think it is representing? Yep. God's blood or Jesus' blood. Jesus' blood. Doesn't it? You know, this represents the blood of Jesus. And when Jesus died on the cross for us, his blood flowed, didn't it? And why did he die on the cross? He died because of the sin in our lives. So the black-hearted jelly baby. He died because God was so grieved that he was separated from us that he sent his son to die on the cross so that we have access to God again. We can have a relationship. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Great. So the pink jelly baby now. Who's got a pink jelly baby? Who's got the pink jelly baby?
I did have a pink jelly baby.
Did you? But you've eaten it. Anyone else got a pink jelly baby? I'm not sure what that one is. do you want to lick that one? Yeah, and see what it is. Oh, it might be pink, this one. What's it got on it? Right, it's what he's wearing, actually. That's the trouble there. They don't make him in different colours. What he's wearing. Let's put the pink one up. The pink one is wearing what around his waist? What does it look like? What is it? Someone said it. What did you say?
A nappy!
That's right, a proper baby wearing a nappy. And what does the nappy represent? It represents that we are all, when we say yes to Jesus, when we say yes to him taking our sin away, we become children of God. We become children of God, an heir to his throne. Just like Jesus was the child of God, we become children of God and we become heirs. If I've said your colour, you can eat your jelly baby, by the way. Okay. So that's the pink one. And then we have a yellow one. Who has a yellow? Great. What does the yellow one have?
It kind of looks like
one because it is a necklace. It's a necklace around it. If you look at the yellow one, it's got a necklace on. Well, what can the necklace represent? What was the message from that? It represents a couple of things. It represents the richness of heaven that we inherit as children of God. When we become children of God, we inherit the richness of heaven, the gifts that are there, so that when we die, when we get to heaven, we will have riches beyond compare. It doesn't list them, but we will have riches beyond compare. But I also think that the necklace represents gift, a gift. And God has given us amazing gifts. He gives all of you here amazing gifts for you to use in this church, in your life. He has given you amazing gifts. He's given us all amazing gifts here in this place. And finally, the orange one. Who's got an orange one? What does it look like on the front? Shall we put it on there? Can you see? What's he got round his... what does it look like? It is a belt. It's what they call like a bum bag, isn't it? It's the thing we take on holiday. We put our passport in and our things like that. Why we have them? It's to represent that Jesus is coming again. And we've got to be prepared that one day Jesus is coming again. That we have to be prepared for him coming. It says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to be to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So Jesus is coming again. So those jelly babies, and it should be a long line of them next, jelly babies, they've all got a message on them, a hidden message. A hidden message that reminds us about what Jesus did. But also, what a great way in which you can tell your friends about Jesus by saying, look, have you seen what's on the front of this jelly baby? This is what it represents. So take that away with you. That'll be good.